Focus on flowers. The 18th century was a period when there were intrepid explorers. These explorers needed botanical artists to travel with them around the world to make images of exotic plants and flowers they discovered. Sidney Parkinson spent 2.5 years with Captain Cook on the Endeavour as the chief artist of the expedition, and he painted many native Australian flowers. One of the few women who travelled and painted abroad was Marie Sibylla Merian, who bravely ventured forth to South America at the age of 52 and was credited with being the first botanical artist to document the way insects pollinate flowers. Another 18th century woman, Barbara Dietsch, was resident artist in the court of Nuremberg and produced a large number of exquisite flower paintings using gouache, which is an opaque watercolour technique. Our own American artist, William Bartram, went from his home in Philadelphia on many expeditions in the east of America with his father, John, who was a famous naturalist. He painted, for example, the flower from a tree the Bartrams discovered in Georgia, which they named Franklinia, after Ben Franklin. It is related to the camellia. Botanists were some of our earliest travelers and explorers, and John Bartram sent many of the seeds of newly discovered American plants back to Europe. Botanical art, therefore, reflects the many discoveries of 18th century explorers as they found new lands. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on botanical explorers.